and my burden is light. Are you reading your Bible? He says, this is what everybody who comes unto me, he says, I'm going to put my yoke upon you. We're going to be tied together. That's what that yoke means. You and Jesus are going to be tied together. He says, now my yoke is easy and my burden is light. It's not like the world. He says, when you get yoked up to me, something happens. He says, you can be weary, you can be worn, you can be sad. But when you and Jesus come together, Jesus begins to lift those burdens that you were carrying. Hallelujah. God has intended for each and every one of us as believers to live a burden-free life. Now, I want you to fathom that because we know that many of us say, well, you're always going to have some problems. Yes, you are going to have some problems. But through the vehicle of prayer, I don't have to let the weight of the problem rest upon me. You understanding that? So in prayer, I can give all of my burdens to God so that every day can be a day of joy, peace, and happiness for me. Say it again. No more burdens. No more burdens. Now, there are individuals in this room right now this morning that you're sitting there looking as cute and handsome as you want to be, but you're burdened down. You don't fool me, because I know that you are burdened with situations. Now, there are several different types of burdens that can be laid upon us. First of all, there can be something called a prophetic burden. Let the church say a prophetic burden. What does that have to do with, Pastor? A prophetic burden is simply a burden or weight that is on you to do what God has assigned you to do in your lifetime. It's a prophetic burden. These are the burdens that men and women of God who preach the gospel, this is what happens to us. We have a prophetic burden. Those of you who have been called to do something on behalf of the Lord, to sing or to usher the people into his presence and so forth and so on, that's a prophetic burden. It's an assignment that God has given you. Your prophetic burden may be to children. Your prophetic burden may be to hurting marriages. Your prophetic burden may be to those who are caught up with addictions, to help them to overcome those addictions. Those are prophetic burdens, and those burdens will never ever be lifted up off of your life until you complete your assignment. Come on now, somebody got some witnesses that when you threw your hands up and say, I ain't gonna do this, this ain't me, I'm gonna sit on the sideline, there's a weight that sits upon you. That there's something that rests upon you that won't let you sleep, that won't let you have the quality of joy that you should have, because you know you should be doing something and you're sitting on the sideline. I ain't trying to get in your business, but anybody ever had a prophetic burden? There was something that God has called me to do. It's my personal ministry. And he says, you cannot sit on the sideline and act like you didn't hear God when he told you to do something. It's a prophetic burden. But not only are there prophetic burdens, there are also personal burdens. Let the church say personal burdens. Personal burdens. Now, these are the ones that most of us are familiar with. These are burdens that we face personally. It can be through financial duress. It can be through relational burdens. It can be an emotional burden that you're fighting in your mind. It can be a burden of sin that you're carrying. It can be a burden of guilt that comes along with sin, because every time you sin, he always brings his two cousins, guilt and shame. And these are personal burdens. There's some people in here today, they're saying, God, I got more month than I have money. Anybody ever been there before? And so you're sitting in here today and you're burdened down because of financial duress. Some of you, watch this, you are burdened down because in your mind you can't get peace. The devil is speaking things into your mind that's trying to lower your self-esteem and make you feel inferior and so on and so forth. And this becomes a burden upon you. It may be a burden of sickness. Mm-hmm. that has hit your body, and the devil trying to make you think that you just have to tolerate it or get used to the sickness, because that's what happened when you get old. The devil is a lie. That and so the Lord says, I want you to live a life that there's no more burdens. It may be a relational burden that you got strain and stress upon relationships in your life, and it's burdening you down. And anybody who is ever burdened, you can't focus on God like you should because of the weight that you're carrying. But the Lord told me to come and tell you in this place today that today is going to be the first day that you're going to live a burden-free life. Somebody say it, no more burdens. Not only are there prophetic burdens and personal burdens, but there are also prayer burdens. Now listen very closely here. Everybody say prayer burdens. Say it again, prayer burdens. This is when the Lord allows you to bear the burden of somebody else, watch this, and you're helping them bear the load. It's a prayer burden. And some of you are in this place right now, and it's not your burden that you're carrying, but you're carrying the burden of a child. You're carrying the burden of a loved one. Some of you ladies, you're carrying the burden of your husband, and you're carrying the burden of your wife. You're carrying the burden of a coworker that y'all are just friends. Some of y'all, listen, those of you who are really in relationship with me, you carry the burden of your pastor. That sometimes God wakes you up in the morning and have you praying for me because we're in covenant relationship, like he did me a couple of days ago, that he wakes me up at 3:30 in the morning. I'm carrying the burden of the people of God. It's a prayer burden. And when you carry these burdens, you ought to help them bear the burden and not share their burdens. Y'all didn't hear that. Y'all missed that. That you're just there to help bear the burden and not to share their burdens with everybody. Did you feel that? So go with me. Let me show you now in scripture. Galatians chapter number 6. Go back there. Galatians 6. Very quickly. Turn to your right. Galatians chapter number 6. Somebody say prayer burdens. Because some of you in this place, you stressed and it ain't even your situation. It's not even you. But it's somebody that you're in relationship with. There's some mothers in here that know what I'm talking about. That you straight, but Lord, just keep my kids. Just keep my children, God. Just Lord, I know they out there, but I know your word says if I pray the prayer of faith, that the prayer of faith to heal the sick and save the unsaved. So we're carrying the burden. Look what he says here in Galatians chapter number 6. He says in verse number 2, bear one another's what? You see that? This is a burden that's too heavy for one person. So what the Lord does is he calls you to be in relationship with them and help them to bear this burden, because it's not enough for one person. Are you understanding that? So when we're bearing the burden of somebody else, he says we're fulfilling the law of Christ. He says because what Jesus did was Jesus bared your burden. Because there was a burden upon your life that you couldn't carry, that sin had left in your life. There was a burden that was hanging over your life, and there was a price that you had to pay that you couldn't pay for yourself. But God looked upon us and said, I'll send my son, that while you are yet sinners, he'll come and die for you. What he did was he bared the burden for us. So he says, every time you help somebody else bear the burden, you are fulfilling the law of Christ. So baby, when we are praying and interceding, you ain't got to thank me. All I'm doing is fulfilling the law of Christ. That I know Jesus had to bear some stuff for me, so I'm going to help you bear your load. Boy, aren't you glad that God has assigned some real covenant for real people in your life to help you, serious folks. I'm not talking about the ones that's going to smile in your face and get all your business and then go and share it with everybody. But I thank God I got about 2 or 3 people in my life that say, Pastor, I'm for your success. Whatever you're going through, I want to help you bear this burden so God can get your life back moving again. He says you fulfill the law of Christ. Watch this now. It's very interesting. The next verse says, for if anyone thinks himself to be something, if you think you won't have a burden, if you think that you just going to live and never ever have something that you're going to deal with, that you're not going to have the strength to carry and need somebody else, he says you're deceiving yourself. I'm all in the Bible. He says he is nothing deceiving himself. He says, but let each one of us examine ourselves. And then we will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For each one shall bear his own load. Now it seems like that's contradicting itself, but those two bears are different. Each one shall bear his own load, meaning that every one of us has a responsibility. Watch this, that you're not going to give me your burden and you do nothing. You're not going to have me up all night praying and you ain't praying at all. And see, many of us, this is why the burden can't get lifted, because I'm praying for you, but you're not even praying for yourself. He says everybody got to bear their own load. Now if we're trying to carry this dresser in the room, you got to carry your side. I'm helping you to get this in the room. He says, so everybody got to bear their own load. Don't tell me to pray that God will open up the door and you not praying that God would open. He says, everybody got to bear their own load. He says, so there's a burden, there's a prayer burden that every one of us, watch this, have to bear. But don't get scared because we have burdens. Because he says, through prayer and fasting, I've caused you to be able to defeat the burdens. Run with me very quickly, Isaiah chapter number 58. And then we'll go with 1 Peter and we'll close. Here it is, Isaiah 58. Go there very quickly. Somebody shout it out, no more burdens. No more burdens. What are you doing? Why are you carrying all that? Well, I'm doing good under the circumstance. What you doing under there? I'm doing good under the circumstances. Why are you under the circumstances? Don't you know Jesus put everything under your feet? And today, before you leave out of here, you got to make it up in your mind. I'm going to live a burden-free life. Look what he says in Isaiah 58 and 6. He says, is this not the fast that I told you to do on Tuesdays? Y'all don't mind if I flip it and reverse it, huh? He says, is this not the fast that I have chosen? Well, see, I don't fast every Tuesday. See, what I do is I just kind of, I don't eat breakfast and then I eat lunch. No. Listen what he's saying. He says, is this not the fast that I have chosen? And look what he said it's for. To loosen the bonds of wickedness. To undo what? Everybody got to bear their own load. See, but you got to be responsible enough to say, God, when you give me the prescription, I'm going to take the medicine. Look what he says. He says to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free. Oh God. And that you break. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. Did you see that? He says, so this prayer thing, this fasting thing, this is not something that we just snatched out of a hat and we want to just do it on Tuesdays. Y'all hear me now, because I'm losing some of y'all in the spirit on Tuesdays. Don't think I can't feel you falling off, getting that two-piece and a pepper. He says this fast is important, because this fast is what God has prescribed to lift the heavy burdens and to destroy the yokes that's upon your life. He says, but if you're going to sit there in prayerlessness, then you have to carry stuff that God never ever intended for you to carry. And now you all stressed out, smoking Newports, talking about, I just don't know what's going on, you know, all this is happening. No, God says, no, you ain't got to go to Newport. All you got to do is get down and pray and fast, and what happens is the prayer of the righteous is going to avail much, and you'll find out that burdens are going to start being lifted off of your life. So you're saying I'm not going to have no problems? No, that's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying your problems are not going to weigh you down like they used to. Robbing me of my stress. I can't sleep at night. Some of y'all losing weight and ain't even trying to lose weight. You just got so much going on in your life. And God says you are not supposed to be carrying that. Because when you carry these burdens, they rob your life of joy. This is what Jesus says. He says, I have come that you can have life and that you can have it more abundantly. Well, what does that mean? Nothing missing, nothing broken. Life to the fullest, that I can live a stress-free life. That I don't have any burdens that's wearing me down. And some of you can't do what God has assigned you to do, and you can't even enjoy what he's given you because you, like Erykah Badu say, you a bag lady. You gonna miss your bus carrying all them bags like that. I'm so serious right now, because I want to see the people of God free. Some of y'all sleep with your fist balled up, just burdened down, stress. And it's all because we don't carry everything to God in prayer. Come on, say it. Something happens when I pray. So let me give you what the Lord gave me on this week as I was studying. Go with me to 1 Peter chapter 5. I'll give you these few points here and then we'll pray. 1 Peter chapter 5 is a very familiar text, a very familiar verse of scripture. But I give these to you and I pray that it's going to literally lift burdens off of your life. No more burdens. I speak that, Father, over this house now. I'm going to be free. The Bible says, Jesus said, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth is not going to make you free. You got to know the truth in order for the truth to make you free. Look what he says here in 1 Peter 5 and 6. He says, therefore, hear this now, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Watch what he says, that he may exalt you in due time. That's a word for somebody. Look what he says. Casting all of your care upon him, for he cares for you. Okay, I'm going to unpack this and we're going to leave. But look what he says. He says, casting all of your care, singular, but he cares for you. Two different type of cares there. See, there's three things that's right here nestled into these two verses that I believe will help us to lift these burdens. There's three things in this text. First of all, it's right here in verse number 6. He says, therefore, humble yourself. The first process of lifting the burden is humbling. Let the church say humbling. Humbling. Say it again, humbling. Humbling. Humbling is a deliberately and willingly lowering of yourself in the sight of somebody else. It's a humbling. See, because God will not and cannot hear your prayers until you first humble yourself. When you humble yourself, what you're saying is, God, you're right, I'm wrong, you're the captain, I'm the cop, I'm going to listen to what you have to say to me. So I'm going to humble myself and I'm going to pray. Let the church say, humble yourself. Watch this. And we were here in Bible studies, Romans 8 and 26, right there in your margin. For those of you who didn't come to Bible study, he says, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. Watch what he says. For we know not. See, God can't deal with you until you get to that point to say, God, for I know not. For we know not. See, the Spirit can't help you in your prayer until you humble yourself and say, I don't have the answer. Everybody say that with me. Say, for we know not. Say it again. For we know not. Now, this burden you're carrying, you don't know how to lift it. But when you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, God will show you how to lift that burden. But if you never ever humble yourself, he says that pride is going to keep you carrying all that stuff you're carrying because you won't humble yourself and pray unto God that his hand, hallelujah, can lift the burden off of your life. Hallelujah. Now there's several different ways God wants to help you when you humble yourself. Watch this. The first way he helps us when we humble ourselves is through the passages of his holy scriptures, that he'll use his word to help you. That when you humble yourself and you begin to meditate and read his word, it can be something in the word that you've read since you were 6. But when I approach the word and I'm humble God will always let this word speak directly to your situation, and it'll become a balm or a medicine for what it is that you're going through, but that won't happen till you humble yourself. The passages of the Holy Scripture, but number two, the power of your supplication. He'll use the power of your prayer life to help lift burdens off of your life. Now, all of this is connected, because when you pray, you got to be praying the word. So he'll use the passages of the scriptures. He'll use the power of the supplication. But then he'll use the promptings of the Holy Spirit. What's this? When you humble yourself, the Holy Spirit now can speak to you in ways that he's never ever spoke to you before. But the Holy Spirit said, what I can't stand is an arrogant son of a gun. Somebody who think they know everything. And so the Holy Spirit, which the Bible says is like a dove, he won't compete with your ultra ego. He says, so until you humble yourself, you'll never ever hear God like you should hear him. And thus you're carrying the weight. So everybody say the scriptures. Everybody say supplication. Everybody say the spirit. Now I'm going to mess y'all up on this one. But he will help you lift the burden, not just through the passage of the scripture or the power of supplication or the prompting of the spirit, but by the preaching of the shepherd.